What is up, my deranged demonic deities? I'm running out of stuff to rhyme. On this episode of the Warped Reality Paranormal Podcast, we talk about the recent UFO sightings, the world's most haunted forest, Edgegrave Dave reviews Bloody New Year, tiny terrifying tales, and haunted eBay. So let's get this show started.
Do aliens exist, and are they among us? Are weird creatures lurking in the darkness? Do evil entities hide in the shadows of your bedroom while you sleep? Join us as we explore all this and more on the Warped Reality Podcast.
Hey, everyone. Ghost Joe here, and welcome to the Warped Reality Paranormal Podcast. I have a pretty good show for you. I mean, I like it, I guess. Anyway, it's mid-January, and this year is moving pretty quickly already. It's crazy, and we've had one snowstorm already where I live, and you know, what's better to pass the time than to listen to me, huh? Please don't turn me off. Anyway, let's get started with some paranormal news. So let's get into some paranormal news now. Winnipeg has an exhibit called the Undead Archive, 100 Years of Photographing Ghosts. It features 25 contemporary artist renditions of ghostly ectoplasm. It also features photos taken by Dr. Thomas Hamilton, which supposedly depicts real photos taken in the early 1900s of people expelling ectoplasm. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the creator of Sherlock Holmes, had actually had a seance with the Hamiltons, at which he claims that the table was floating and moving the entire time. Doyle recounted how the table clattered again and again entirely on its own, with no sitter touching it. One moment it was quiet, then, well, here's a quote actually from him. A moment later, it was like a restless dog in a kennel, springing, tossing, beating up against the supports, and finally bounding out with a velocity which caused me to get quickly out of the way. From 1923 to 1935, with an elaborate set of cameras and lenses, Hamilton set out to capture the psychic force on glass plates in his laboratory. He published hundreds of photographs of tables turning and ectoplasm extrusions of cellular plasm from the body of the female mediums. Hamilton's pictures were widely disputed and praised by two researchers who got into a public argument with magician Harry Houdini and Samuel Aykroyd. That's right. He was the great-grandfather of actor and Ghostbuster Dan Aykroyd, who had brought ectoplasm into pop culture from the movies. By the way, the offer still stands, Mr. Aykroyd. Please come on my show if you ever actually hear this. Or if anybody knows Mr. Aykroyd, Dan Aykroyd, that is, please, I'd love to have him on. He's also a UFOologist, too, which is pretty awesome. And he has his own podcast and his own vodka, Crystal Head Vodka. Anyway, so if you're in Winnipeg area, please check out the exhibit. And if you do, you know what to do. Give me a call, 844-845-600-0744. Let me know about it. GhostJoeNY@gmail.com. So on to some out of this world news. You know, I don't know if you guys have noticed that there have been a lot of UFO sightings through the globe as of late, from the bright green light hovering over Louisiana back in July to a newly released UFO sighting traveling over a building in the Middle East back in 2022. It's been UFO mania lately. The most recent is tons of videos from Florida of people capturing UFOs on their phones. I'd like to believe in all the stuff, but again, Florida is, you know, a big place where they set off rocket ships and stuff and have a lot of aerial stuff. So who really knows, you know? But the biggest story I'd say is that of the Miami Mall alien. On January 5th of this year, the police were called to the mall due to about 50 teenagers causing a riot and setting off fireworks, or so they want us to think. Apparently, a couple of days after, reports of people saying that there was a cover-up and that it was actually because there was a 10-foot alien spotted in the mall, likely, you know, returning Christmas gifts. There is, of course, a grainy video of said account, and I'll have to have a few in my show notes, so check that out. The local police stuck to their story about it being teenagers and said that there were no aliens there. If you were there, or if you know any more about it, you know what to do. Give me a call. You know, I've never actually seen or thought I've seen a UFO or aliens or anything like that. You know, it's definitely something cool to think about, I think. But if you ask Harvard astrophysicist Avi Loeb, a.k.a. Dr. Buzzkill, he says that there's no way that any of these claims are legit. He states it would take about a billion years to cross from one side of the Milky Way galaxy to the other, Loeb said, adding, given that, I don't think any spacecraft that would arrive to us from another star would carry biological creatures. They wouldn't survive the journey being bombarded by very energetic particles in the interstellar space for so long, Loeb said. He said that it's more of a possibility that they are AI beings with artificial brains. You know, I think we should get a second opinion by astrophysicist Brian May. That's what I think. But yeah, on to the next thing. Let's check in with Edgegrave Dave with some horrible reviews.
Horrible reviews with Edgegrave Dave.
Should old acquaintance be forgot or just bloody murdered? Happy bloody new year, grave diggers. Happy January and 2020 claw. Because that was at least the tagline of this 1987 straight-to-video release, where even the director himself had given up on this film at some point. So, let's rip right into this. Edgegrave Dave is here to give you a brand new Edgegrave warning. Spoiler alert. Ah, the 80s. A time where, as I have mentioned before, you can just stroll on into the video store and what you see is what you get. And in this case, we're looking at a skeleton with a party hat. As a matter of fact, it's a skull that has eyeballs, kind of like Evil Dead 2. We'll get a little bit into the Evil Dead later. And it's got a little blowy thing that you'd have at the party, the... And you got a little disco ball in the back. Yeah, it's party time, streamers. And the movie has absolutely nothing to do with what the cover looks like. Well, sort of. That might be taken just a little bit lightly. At least that's what the U.S. video cover looked like anyway. I can only imagine what the U.K. one looked like. This film was directed by Norman J. Warren, starring Susie Atchison, Nikki Brooks, Colin Haywood, Mark Powley, Catherine Roman, Julian Roney. This was edited by Carl Thompson, music by Cry No More, and Nick Magnus. And looks like we got quite a few different production companies. I can only imagine the red bloody tape that this one might have gone through, guys. We have Laser Entertainments LTD. We have Cinema and Theater, Seating LTD. Man, look at all these distribution companies. We have Target International in the UK. Brave World in the UK, VHS, I guess they supplied the skip in the cinema route. Academy Entertainment, they did the US VHS, and Smart Egg Pictures. Now, where have we seen that before? Ah, New Line Cinema used them to actually distribute to video the Nightmare on Elm Street series. But this movie is a little bit of a nightmare itself. And in the spirit of the new year, this movie certainly has that old 80s charm. That's one of the things that I just can't get enough of, guys. It has that warm little cozy feeling of you don't know what the hell is going on, and then suddenly you're just entertained. It's just so over-the-top ridiculous. It has crazy soundtrack as well. It has, all of a sudden, there's a little blip kind of a piano part and this rocking electronic new wave pop kind of rocking soundtrack to it. You have a whole bunch of characters that just simply don't belong in every single scene that they're in. It kind of starts out, you have this carnival going on, and you have this tilt-a-whirl, and this poor girl stuck on there, being terrorized by these three biker-looking guys, and they walk around with that wallet chain, you know, the one that they probably got from Hot Topic. Hot Topic, that's a pretty good one, guys. And then they're being terrorized, and they're running from them. They even go into a funhouse at one point, and they chase them with a car, and they don't give a crap for anyone. They just plow right through the goddamn thing. And the best thing that they could do to get away is to just take a sailboat that could barely fit five people, and then all of a sudden, we have a, I'm the king of the world! A little bit of a Titanic moment where this rock is sort of the size of nothing, it sort of breaks the boat right in the center, and water starts flowing, and oh no, we're gonna die, we're gonna drown. Except all of a sudden there's a beach right in front of them and they can just walk right up to it. Apparently there is a whole island that I guess nobody's ever heard of before, or nobody's even seen. And there's a hotel that looks like a cross between The Shining and like something that you might see in a Christmas movie with everything all kind of cozy. Did I actually mention, and I did not, that the movie opens up with this black and white millimeter film? You guys know how I love that. Of a whole bunch of people at a party from 1959 transitioning right into 1960. And after the opening credits, that's when we get into this carnival part and everything transpires that I just discussed. Now, when you get into this hotel, everything looks fresh, but yet at the same time, everything also looks abandoned. You have all this weird kind of things moving by themselves, kind of like almost Ghostbusters vibe to it, where you sort of can't really take it all that seriously until the things that are moving around start to become creatures that actually kill people in all different parts of this. There's one point I just have to say. We've talked about killer sofas before. How about a killer tablecloth that looks like a seaweed monster? Yes, I say seaweed because when, you know, you stab a tablecloth, I'm sure that this has happened to each and every one of you, it starts kind of oozing this kind of greenish sort of seaweed looking stuff that, I don't know, maybe Moss Man from Masters of the Universe, that He-Man might have had some sort of issue with. And you also have, oh, this is a really bad one. You better be careful about nets that come after you where, you know, only half of your body's covered, because there's no way that you're getting out of that without an axe, of course, you know, so you just start hacking away. And then the inanimate object that is possessed is released. So there you go. This sort of gives you some good life hacks, as a matter of fact, or maybe some afterlife hacks. This entire island, there's like nowhere safe that you can go. They're in the hotel. They're out of the hotel. You have no idea what's going on until you start getting little images of, there is a black and white TV that shows there was sort of this experimental airplane that I guess everybody took at some point after New Year's. There's a little monologue about this at the end. I suppose that kills everybody because they don't really go into it too much. And then you have teenagers that are running around with all these sort of jump scares and special effects that are very cross between Evil Dead and Ghostbusters. Like, once again, all of a sudden they take the zombie route where they start, I guess, getting bit, and then they become one with the monsters and they attack and say all these ridiculous lines. It's just up and down. It's like one big roller coaster ride, literally, that you will find entertaining. There's really no major plot between the characters much, although who's going out with who, I suppose. You know, it's very cliche for its time. You know, you have like this one really girly girl. You have somebody that, you know, is sort of like the tough guy, you know, kind of walking around and he's really confident. And you have like these two like minor guy characters, and then like this sensible girl, which, you're going to really have a hard time trying to figure out just who the final girl is. But they really try to toy with you with this mystery. But really, you know, there's so much going on that you don't really have much time to try to figure it out until you see it happening. And then once the main cast members get possessed one by one, at least some of them anyway, and I'm not going to tell you who, you have makeup that to me looks like a cross between Gozer. And again, I'm just going to mention Evil Dead. It's almost like, in a way, a poor man's Evil Dead meets a little bit of Ghostbusters with just sort of like special effects where they were like, let's just try this. Oh, let's just try that. That's kind of fun. A kitchen that kind of operates by itself. And then it's normal. And then we have a quicksand element. And then we have, out of absolutely nowhere, we have this like mannequin pilot that his head explodes when they attack him. It just jumps around so much that you're almost going to have to do a double take and have this bloody New Year be a bloody old movie. Because you might want to actually rewatch that. You know, this does have some rewatchability to it in that respect. As I mentioned in the beginning, they're on a sailboat that goes awry where there's a problem. Apparently, the three biker dudes from the beginning of this movie somehow follow them. How that happened, I have no idea. They're in the middle of what looks like the open sea or the open ocean, and they're just attacking them at some point. There are some cool parts where they meet their demise too, but really, it's just a special effects display through and through. Upon digging a little bit more into this, I did actually read that the director at some point was so pressed by the producers to get this out that he just sort of gave up on the film when they were doing some dubs. And then he really didn't make movies again after that, which is actually really sad. You know, this is definitely one of those movies where I could see it having a cult following, though it's not a very good film. Definitely looking back at it, it really is a pretty fun film. And for that reason, even though it really does deserve one grave out of five, I'm actually going to give it two. And the reason for that is movies are meant to entertain us. And the entertainment value for this movie is definitely there. If you do want to check this out, this is free with ads and available on the app called Tubi. You know, they have a lot of things actually that you could choose from. And it's definitely something that, while it does say Bloody New Year, this actually does take place in July. But if you're looking for your New Year's horror fix, this is definitely it. So check out Bloody New Year. And hey, you know, you might find something that you can be entertained with. I don't really think that there's much of a scare factor. There's a little bit of gore to it, but nothing that's too realistic. Something that is really just purely special effects. And you can sort of make your own judgment from there on. So happy Bloody New Year and happy Bloody New Year, Ghost Joe. Edge Grave here to party. Let's ring it in. Take care, guys. Be safe.
Thank you so much for that awesome, horrible review, Edge Grave, of Bloody New Year. I've actually never seen that movie, but I absolutely remember seeing the cover of it back in the day going to the video store. That was just a great time doing that, you know? I know it's much more convenient. Everything is about convenience now. I know it's great to just sit on the couch and just pretty much put on any movie you want at the click of a couple buttons. But it was an experience going to the video stores. One that I miss and I remember very, very fondly as a kid. So on to the next paranormal topic. We're going to talk about the most haunted forest in the world. It's called the Hoya Bachu Forest. It's considered the most haunted forest in the world, as I said. It just so happens to be located in Vlad the Impaler's, aka Dracula's, old stomping ground of Transylvania, Romania. The forest, named after a shepherd that disappeared along with his 200 sheep, which they never found, it's commonly referred to as the Bermuda Triangle of the country. Hoya Bachu is home to the region's oldest Neolithic settlement, believed to originate from 6500 BCE. The site includes archaic houses and a burial ground. It started to gain popularity in the late 60s and 70s as being a hotbed for UFO sightings. In the 60s, biologist Alexandru Sift, who took a bunch of photos of flying disc-shaped objects in the sky, he too had experienced memory loss and a strong feeling of being watched. The area gained more notoriety when military technician Emil Barnea took a famous photograph of a UFO in Hoya Bachu in 1968. These photos are still considered to be authentic. Most locals refuse to enter the forest because they believe that once you enter them, you may never return. Some people who have ventured in there and had returned had complained of rashes, physical harm, scratches, burns, and nausea. Electronic equipment seems to malfunction, and some people have caught apparitions in their pictures from the forest. Some people reported hearing disembodied female voices, giggling, and orbs flying around. There's a story of a five-year-old little girl who went missing in the forest to reemerge 5 years later wearing the same clothes, remaining the same age, and had no recollection of what happened. Now, mind you, I tried finding out more info about the little girl, but I came up empty. So, you know, take that of what it is. A legend says that Romanian peasants were murdered there in the 15th century, and it is believed that the souls of these tormented ghosts are trapped within the wooded confines of Hoia Baciu Forest. Many people report a feeling of being watched as they travel near the forest's edge. I smell a road trip coming up. So let's pack those soggy sandwiches and let's get down there to Transylvania, Romania. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Tiny, terrifying tales.
Okay, everybody. So this tiny, terrifying tale is written and narrated by yours truly, Ghost Joe. And this one's entitled Flowers. In the garden where beautiful flowers bloom, make sure to water them, for it is spring soon. The old man's been at it for far too many years. It brings joy to locals, invokes happiness tears. But what they don't see is what lies below. The torturous screams most will never know. But for those who had their bodies never found, fists pounding under, no one heard a sound. Hundreds missing, their families distraught. No one suspects the old man. He'll never be caught. So next time you go to see a floral display, remember this poem, for it may be your day.
You're listening to the Warped Reality Podcast. But don't be too scared. It's a real scream.
Hey, everyone. So I hope you enjoyed that tiny, terrifying tale. And I definitely hope to have more of that coming soon. So get on it, Nat. Before going on to the next segment, I wanted to mention that just this week, there was a very strange UFO UAP video released by journalist Jeremy Corbell. It shows an odd-shaped unknown aircraft dubbed the Jellyfish UFO floating over the U.S. Joint Operations Base in Iraq in the year 2018. It's a very interesting video. I'm not sure what to make of it, but I'll leave a link in the show notes for you guys to check it out. As of this recording, the Pentagon still hasn't weighed in on the elusive video. The footage was taken from an aerostat floating over the base to detect any incoming threats. UFO debunker Mick West happens to believe that it was most likely two different balloon-like entities moving about 12 kilometers apart. West added that it appears to be moving at the same speed as the wind, which is a strong clue that instead of an alien visitor, it's probably just a balloon. Let me know what you guys think. You know, give me a call, 845-600-0744, or email me at ghostjoeny@gmail.com.
This is Haunted eBay. Happy bidding, kiddies.
All right, everybody. So the first item of Haunted eBay for this episode is one called Very Haunted Antique Book from Ancient Times. And of course, it's $66, of course, but it's free economy shipping. So, you know, so that's always good. And it's coming all the way from, Cairo, Egypt. Well, that's pretty cool, actually. You know, so the item description from the seller goes as follows. I am moving and I have way too many haunted objects. This is an antique haunted book from an ancient period that was found at an ancient tunnel. It comes back to 2200 BC. They have 10 ancient hand drawings. As soon as I got it, my cat hissed at it. I also got strange phone calls with strange voices and a strange language, which I cannot understand the language. It seems ancient, though. The second day it entered my house, I tried calling back, but nobody picked up. I have seen doors move on their own, heard disembodied voices, had very strange dreams, you name it. It was so active, I had to leave it outside my house in the shed. My mom is bothered by extreme paranormal activity, and it wasn't my decision. I'm sure, you know, that you weren't scared or anything, you know, because that would freak me out too. Anyway, so on to the next item. So the next item is called Haunted Item Apple, and it's going for $18.50, or you could, well, that's the bidding, or you could buy it now for $32.50. The description goes as follows. Meet Miss Sylvia. This has a spirit of a 65-year-old school teacher. The vessel is a beautiful glass apple. It does actually look very nice. Very, very highly active, and she is a sweet, positive spirit. She will watch over your younger spirits, and she will get along well with all spirits and animals. She gives off a motherly, warm, loving feeling. She is a very, very positive. Miss Sylvia used to be a school teacher for over 40 years, and this apple was one of her most charitable things. Huh. So that's pretty interesting. A haunted apple, but it's a glass apple. It actually looks very nice, though, so you should probably check it out. All right, so the last item that I have for you guys for Haunted eBay, this show, is, it's actually pretty nice. It's a long description, so I hope you guys don't mind, but it's very, very cool, so I think you guys would appreciate it. It's called A Real Haunted Hotel Movie Theater Seat, 1927, and it's going for $550. So the description goes as follows. This is an original vintage 1927 movie theater seat from the haunted Von Minden Hotel and Cozy Theater. Made of wood and steel, fully functional and surprisingly comfy. Gently cleaned it with extreme care. Mounted on a temporary riser base, which is included. The Von Minden Hotel in Schlossenburg, Texas, I think I said that right, opened for business in 1927 and is one of the only hotels outside of the Northwest to be constructed with a movie theater built into it, the Cozy Theater. It's also regarded as one of the most haunted places in Texas. We'll have to revisit that. This is not a surprise when considering the following. A young soldier who'd lost a leg while serving as a paratrooper in World War II was staying over at the Von Minden on his return home. While going through a stack of his mail, when he came to a Dear John letter from his girlfriend. In it, she explained that though she loved him deeply, she was breaking up with him. Crushed by the news, the heartbroken soldier leapt to his death from a fourth-story window. The saddest part of the tragedy, however, is that the soldier had not read all of his mail. Further down in the stack was another letter from his girlfriend pleading for him to forgive her and telling him that she wanted nothing more than to be by his side forever. The day after the soldier's suicide, the girlfriend, dressed in her beautiful new polka dot dress, arrived at the Von Minden unaware of what had happened. Since then, scores of visitors have reportedly witnessed two apparitions in the Von Minden Hotel and the Cozy Theater. One, a soldier missing a leg, usually seen at the top of a staircase or at the end of a hallway. The other, a specter of a woman in a polka dot dress. She's seen wandering the hallways and through the aisles of the movie theater. She'll sometimes ask people for directions, supposedly to the soldier's room, and quite often she organizes guests' belongings. Clothes thrown on a bed will later be found neatly laid out, or loose change and car keys left on a dresser will be found placed in the center of a doily. The Von Minden was recently purchased by a group of investors who plan to renovate and sell it. But prior to that, I was friends with the previous owner, Mr. Bill Pettit. Sadly, Bill had passed away. But during the time I knew him, I learned a lot about the Von Minden's history and the spirits who dwell there. Bill also knew my passion for anything having to do with movies and old movie theaters. So he offered to sell me some items from the Von Minden. Turned out, he'd stored all of the remaining original movie theater seats from 1927 in two rooms on the fourth floor of the hotel. He said he wanted to free those rooms up and that I'd be doing him a favor if I bought them. So I gladly did. Personally, I've always been a skeptic when it comes to the paranormal. I've always believed there's a scientific explanation for everything, but we don't know yet what we don't know to proper methods of qualifying things we deem paranormal. That is, until I had my own encounter with the woman in the polka dot dress. On the day I picked up the seats, there were only three people on the fourth floor, my sister, my brother-in-law, and myself. The seats were stored in the last two rooms on the right at the end of the fourth floor hallway. At one point, My brother-in-law and I were walking together down that hallway towards the two rooms. My sister was in the room farthest from us, resting on one of the seats. Nobody was in the other room, and the rooms do not connect. As we got closer, we saw the shadow of a woman moving around in the room closer to us, and we heard the seats being moved around in there. But when we looked inside, there was nobody. My sister then popped her head out of the room she was in and looked completely shocked. Who was the woman in the first room? My brother-in-law and I both saw her shadow in the hallway, and we all heard her moving the seats around. My sister was even talking to whoever it was, assuming that either my brother-in-law or I had come back up and were moving chairs around in there. When she got no reply, that's when she popped her head out. That's why she looked so shocked. She thought she was talking to one of us. Nope. Turns out she was talking to the woman in the polka dot dress. On top of that, the seats in that room had clearly been moved. We had been taking them all apart to make it easier to take them down the stairs. But now it looked like someone had tried to line them up to organize them. And one of them was now close to the door, way away from the others. That was the moment I went from skeptic to, well, maybe there is something to this. Haha. I moved to California a few years ago and put all the seats in storage except for this one, which came with me to California. Shortly after, I received word that there was a break-in and everything from my storage unit was stolen. And as upset as I was also extremely thankful I'd brought this one with me because this is the one that had been moved close to the door that day. I've added photos to this listing of the Von Minden Hotel Cozy Theater, including some taken of the day I got this seat in 2015. Please feel free to reach out if you have any questions. Buyer pays actual shipping cost. Free delivery if you're in Los Angeles. Thanks so much. And that's going to do it for Haunted eBay. I hope you guys enjoyed that segment. Again, the Warped Reality Podcast and Ghost Joe share no responsibility if you purchase any of these items and some paranormal stuff does or does not happen. Bid at your own risk. And yeah, happy bidding, guys. And that's about it for Haunted eBay. And that's going to do it for me, everybody. Thank you guys for listening. And on the next episode of the Warp Reality Podcast, you will hear us talk about UFOs, paranormal stuff, all the regular stuff, Haunted eBay, and the Right Headspace will be back, as well as Horrible Reviews with Edgegrave Dave. So please check it out. Check out all my other episodes. And if you have a paranormal experience you would like to share, please, please, please give me a call at 845-600-0744. Or you can email me, ghostjoeny@gmail.com. Also, guys, please check out my social media links, too. I do have a Warped Reality Podcast Facebook group that you could ask to join. I would love to have you, as well as an Instagram and a TikTok. So please check that out. And I will talk to you guys next time. Thank you for listening to the Warped Reality Podcast. And thank you to all my guests and contributors that helped make this show possible. For more episodes, guest info, social media links, merch, and more, please check out WarpedRealityPodcast.com. If you have a paranormal experience you would like to share, questions, comments, or you would like to be a guest in the show, please leave me a voicemail at 845-600-0744. Or you can email me at ghostjoeny@gmail.com. You can do so anonymously if you'd like. Also, I'd greatly appreciate it if you could leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or WarpedRealityPodcast.com. Have a great night, everyone, and don't forget to change your shorts.